Lisa Kokenauer is reading a book to her kindergarten class about a snow day. She peppers the story with questions to check the kids' understanding.
Remember everything we can learn from the illustrations. We wouldn't know that she brought hot chocolate unless we looked at the illustrations. Right?
Most teachers won't make the switch to Common Core until 2014, but the new standards are already shaping instruction for Indiana's youngest students. Kokenauer still uses many of the same activities she taught under the old state standards, but now her lesson plans are aligned to the Common Core.
And that's what drives our instruction. So everything that we plan around the standards. So maybe there's not as much fluff as there used to be.
Think of standards like a model skeleton. It's up to teachers to assemble the bones and flesh them out. One of the kindergarten standards is to demonstrate a command of standard English capitalization and punctuation. Kokenauer points to a sentence in the book she's reading out loud.
This is one sentence. Can somebody tell me what a sentence always starts with? Raise your hand if you know. What does a sentence always start with, Ethan?
Period.
Oh, that's what it ends with. What does it start with?
Uppercase
letter.
Hannah Reinl teaches in the classroom next to Kokenauer's at Eastside Elementary in Brazil. Prior to last year, the two kindergarten teachers used themes like transportation or food to help students learn shapes, sounds, numbers, and colors. They pulled lessons from a textbook.
And if the standards fit, then that was good. And if they didn't, we taught the theme.
Indiana had good academic standards before, but proponents of Common Core adoption say teachers weren't always teaching to Indiana standards, and student performance on internationally benchmarked standardized tests lagged as a result. Reinl and Kokenauer say the new standards are more demanding and force them to drill into the topics they teach.
Looking at the different parts of reading and the different parts of math, how much more they can do with reading, how much better readers they're becoming, how much better writers they are, because we're more focused on that.
Yeah, and I think you could even go as far as to say it's made us better teachers.
Absolutely.
And it's made us understand the learning process a lot better.
Schools across the state are implementing the Common Core in kindergarten and first grade. But not all teachers like the new standards. Audrey Fetters teaches at Flint Springs Elementary in Huntington. She reads the old Indiana standard for phonemic awareness.
The big idea, what phonemic awareness, recognize name, capital, lowercase letters of the alphabet, distinguish sounds, phonemes in orally stated words, and manipulate and blend sounds to make new words.
Now Fetters reads the Common Core standards. She says the new kindergarten standards are confusing and not as strong as the old Indiana standards.
Now it's, you know, let's see. Identify orally, uppercase, identify orally, lowercase, identify if words rhyme when given a spoken prompt, state rhyming words.
Fetters used to teach phonemes with arts and crafts, activities she says were developmentally appropriate for kindergartners. She wanted to know if she could still incorporate those lessons into the Common Core's 90-minute literacy block.
You know, having them paint or cut or do this kind of thing, you know, cut paper and make pictures that relate to letter sounds and word patterns, and I was told I wouldn't even get the paint out.
So Fetters dropped the crafts. She says teachers are told all the time not to teach to the test. But the state is developing a new assessment based on the Common Core, and Fetters points out teachers are evaluated on their students' test scores.
In the last 5 years, it's gotten crazy. I think technology gave us the ability to obsess over data.
Republican lawmaker Scott Schneider has introduced a proposal to withdraw Indiana from the Common Core. Fetters would like to see that gain traction in the State House. She likes State Superintendent Glenda Ritz's suggestion, pause, and take a year to review Indiana's old standards against the Common Core. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.